You may be seated, and if you would, turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Today, I'm going to continue a series that I started, One in a Million. This is part 2, and subtitled, Seeing Yourself as God Sees You. Seeing yourself as God sees you. Now, I told a story recently about how there were millions of sperm trying to get to that egg to become you. And you made it. So that makes you one in a million. It doesn't matter whether you got here through an illegitimate relationship, parents that were not married, and you were born outside the bonds of marriage, or whether you got here through a godly family. If you are breathing, if you have life, God sanctioned that life. God gave you that life. God loves you, and that makes you one in a million. See, the problem is we were born in sin and iniquity, and we were alienated from the life of God because of the blindness of our hearts and what sin and Satan had done to us. I'm preaching this series to help build your self-esteem, and you need to see yourself as God sees you. I said you need to see yourself as God sees you. And you need to talk about yourself like God talks about you. What does God think about you? How does God feel about you? And more importantly, how do you see yourself? What is your image of you? And it's very important how you see yourself. Look at Ephesians 1:16. The Apostle Paul said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now look at this, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Paul said there are three things that you need from God. You've been born again, but you need a spirit of wisdom, you need a spirit of revelation, you need a spirit of knowledge. Then Paul says, look at verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That's my assignment, to help enlighten your eyes with the precious word of God. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. God has an inheritance in you. Hallelujah. My subject this morning, one in a million. This is part 2. Seeing yourself as God sees you. Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you that we are the body of Christ, redeemed, bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. And we realize that we're no longer our own. We belong to you. So help us, oh God, to renew our minds with the word of God. Help us to become everything that you purposed and destined for us to be. Give us that eye of understanding, revelation, and wisdom. And, oh, God, seat us together today in heavenly places. Let me preach your word with the Holy Ghost power sent down from heaven. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm preaching this series to believers. I'm doing that to help you build up your self-image. Until you see yourself as God sees you, you will never amount to a hill of beans in the kingdom of God. See, the devil bombards our minds, and he comes against us in so many ways, trying to condemn us, trying to make us feel like we're less than we are. He tries to make us feel that we are unworthy, but God, who is rich in mercy, he has made us worthy of eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I love that confession of faith. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Now look at your neighbor and tell them, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Say it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now look at your neighbor and tell them you are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed, 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 and highly favored of God. Hallelujah. Now we want everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. So if you're not saved, the truth of the matter is you must be born again. And you get born again by turning from your sins and confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord. If you're not saved, just bow your head. If you're watching by live stream or Facebook Live, bow your head. If you're in the sanctuary and say, oh God, I know I'm a sinner, I know I'm lost, and I need to be saved. Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I ask you into my heart. If you said that and meant it from your heart, then you have been born again, because with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You have a say. Hallelujah. You don't have to listen to all the lies of the devil. Listen to what God has purposed for your life, and you will come forth more than a conqueror. Now, today, I'm preaching to believers, because God said, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. There are a lot of people in every denomination, they're saved, but they have a thimble of knowledge when it comes to who they are in Christ Jesus. See, you've got to know who you are in Christ. And when you do, the Bible says, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. Now, heaven is going to be wonderful, but we're not in heaven yet. We're right here in this old sin-cursed world. We're in the nasty now. And we need revelation, and we need wisdom, and we need knowledge of what God has done for us as a new creation. We're down here where the rubber meets the road. Hallelujah. We're down here, and we need grace and mercy to help in our time of need. And we need to know what God has done, what Jesus paid for when he went to that cross, that the Bible says, forget none of his benefits. He forgives all our sin. He heals all our disease. Some churches don't preach that, but we do, and we see miracle after miracle here. He has redeemed our life from destruction. He's crowned our lives with loving kindness and tender mercies, and I love this. He satisfies our mouth with good things and renews our youth like the eagles. Hallelujah. And the older I get, the more I like that verse. He's renewing my youth day by day. The outward man is perishing, but the inward man, praise God, he is getting stronger and stronger because of the word of God. And when I get my insides right, guess what? My outsides will get right, like Brother Bud Tedder back there, 90 years old, still doing all the things he loves to do, still loving God, sitting in church with his bride, going praise God for a testimony, sitting right here, hallelujah, in the house of God. Glory to God. We need to know who we are in Christ. And I'm talking about a scriptural perception of who you are. Did you know that our imaginations and our thoughts and our mental pictures of ourselves, they need to be changed, not according to some psychologist or psychiatrist, but they need to be changed into the scriptural image that God sees you in. Hallelujah. See, we go to all kind of helps. Come to church, praise God. Get your mind renewed by the word of God. Find out what Jesus did. Find out how much God loves you. And give yourself totally, wholly, completely to the Lord. And you'll be like Caleb when you're 85 years old. He said, give me that mountain. I'm just as strong as I was 40 years ago. He wasn't talking about his bulging biceps. He was talking about his strength in God. You can be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Go on, praise God for his works to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we need to stop criticizing what God has created. Jesus talks about loving yourself. I said Jesus talks about loving yourself. I'm not talking about arrogance, and I'm not talking about egotism. I'm not talking about looking in the mirror all the time and to see how pretty and how handsome you are. I'm not talking about any of that at all. We ought to love ourselves. Jesus said you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. And you cannot love until you understand the love of God. When we get saved, we have a distorted image of ourselves because we have lived a life of sin. Sin leaves its marks on a person. It mars. It scars our thinking. And because of that, we need to get our thinking in line with the Word of God. And I'm not preaching this out of some book I found. I'm preaching this out of an experience that I lived. When I came home from combat, I did not like myself. United States Marines and others serving in Southeast Asia. I did not like what I had become. But when I got saved 17 years after I came back from Vietnam, couldn't get it fixed. I just could not fix it. I promise you one thing, if a man could ever have fixed it, I would have fixed it. But what I couldn't do, in a moment, in a miracle moment, God did it for me. Woo! How many know what I'm talking about? Go on, praise him that you've been redeemed. Hallelujah. I didn't like what I had become. But when I got saved, I realized how much God loved me. And that made it possible for me to love everybody else. Hallelujah. You know, a young lawyer came to Jesus one day and he said, What is the great commandment in the law? He did this tempting the Lord. Look at what Jesus said in Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Do you love God like that? Or do you love football more? Do you love basketball more? Do you love that relationship you're in more? Do you love God supremely? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things, all the stuff that you will ever need, it will be added unto you. And God promised that. Hallelujah. Verse 38, Jesus said, loving God, this is the first and great commandment. And he said, verse 39, the second is like it unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then he said, on these two commandments hang all the laws and all the prophets. Everything that was said before Jesus got here, he said, the key to your life of victory is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus is saying, you need to love yourself. And when we realize how much God loves us, it makes it possible for us to love ourselves, and it makes it possible for us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And he meant it too. So you need to see yourself as God sees you, and you need to train your thought activity to agree with the word of God. Whatever comes out of your mouth is what you've been thinking on. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So get your thinking in line with the word of God. Did you know that God talks about you in the Bible? God really loves you. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, from Matthew chapter 1 through Revelation chapter 22, there are beautiful descriptions of what God Almighty thinks about you. Look, the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible said, he spared not his own Son, but offered him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely also give us all things? If God did not spare heaven's best, if God did not spare his only begotten Son to redeem you, the Bible says that God will not spare anything when it comes to you. Hallelujah. God said, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You say, well, Pastor, I just don't see myself like that. Well, then change your mind. See, God's word can never be wrong. God is not a man that he should lie. If God said it, God will do it. You just got to believe it. Hallelujah. God is the one who created you. God is the one who saved you. And God said about you when you were born again, you are my workmanship. God said, you're not saved by your good works, but it's my grace that saved you. I loved you so much, I saved you. You are my workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Hallelujah. Your works will never save you. But God says, I save you. And then God says, you've not chosen me. I've chosen you. I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And then the Bible says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Get that. You were born into holiness, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. See, you didn't go looking for God. God came looking for you. Why are you in the clubs? If you still in the clubs, get out the clubs. My God. God has redeemed you. You don't belong with that old crowd. You belong in the house of God. You don't belong out there smoking those cigarettes and listening to all of that filthy talk and people with liquor breath breathing all over you, and women trying to hit on you and men trying to hit on the women. Amen. Women hitting on men now. Amen. That's the way this world is. This world's gone crazy. Get into God. Get in all the way. And watch God bless your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and he'll add everything you'll ever need. Hallelujah. Learn to agree with what God says about you, and do what God says you should do. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Psst. 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 That's the hiss of the serpent. and he'll strike you, and he'll take you down if you let him. But if you stand up, I'm redeemed, hallelujah, by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. I got power. I got the anointing. I am who God said I am. I just feel like I'll take a praise break, hallelujah. I just feel like I'll just run my race with peace. Hashakamo, just excuse me, please, while I take a praise break. Glory to God. I'm not what I used to be. I'm born again, a new creation, a new species in Christ. Come on, let's take a praise break. Everybody stand up. Let's praise God. You're not what you used to be. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Every chain of darkness was broken when that nail-scarred hand touched me. Hallelujah. Came out of light into the marvelous glory of God. So learn to agree with God. Look at Romans 8:1. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And look at this. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You say, well, I just don't feel like that. It doesn't matter how you feel. Learn to agree with God. It doesn't matter how you feel. If God said it, then it's so. Hallelujah. God said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, if you're going back to the clubs and doing those crazy things and running around, hitting on women, hitting on men, let me tell you something. Then you're not walking after the Spirit. You're following that old flesh. But Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Paul said, knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth, from now on, we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Oh, praise God. I died to sin. I put off the old. I put on the new. I am who God said I am. You are who God said you are. Walk in the Spirit. Seek God. Hallelujah. And watch God work in your life. Go on, praise him, church. Hallelujah. Learn to agree with God. I want you to notice what the Bible says about John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist, he was mightily used of God. And the Jews, they sent priests and they sent Levites from Jerusalem. And they said, we want to know who you are, John. Are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ? He said, I am not. So don't ever claim to be something that you aren't. A lot of people say, I'm a prophet, when they're not a prophet. A lot of people are saying, I'm an apostle, when they're not an apostle. Do they have apostolic signs follow them? Are people filled with the Spirit? Are people healed? Are miracle signs and wonders following that man? Well, he might just be a prophet, and he might just be an apostle. But he doesn't have to say what he is. You will know him by the fruits he bears. Hallelujah. You don't have to be what you ain't. Praise God. Some people are saying, I'm this and I'm that, but they're not. Don't ever say what you aren't. Say what you are. Be who you are in the Bible. Say what God says about you. Don't be what you ain't. Be what you is. Because if you is not what you am not what you is. If you're a little tadpole, don't try to be the frog. If you're a little tail, don't try to wag the dog. You can always pass the plate if you can't exhort and preach. If you're a little pebble, don't try to be the beach. Don't be what you ain't. Just be what you is. Because if you is not what you am, hallelujah, you am not what you is. They said, John, are you the Messiah? John said, I am not. They said, are you Elijah? He said, no, I'm not Elijah. They said, are you some great prophet? He said, no. And they got sort of frustrated with John. And they said, look, we need to find out who you are. So what do you say about yourself, John? And I want this to sink into every person's mind that's under the sound of my voice. What do you say about yourself? Now, I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about what do you say about your spiritual life? What do you say about what God says about you? What do you say about yourself? Amen? Listen, it's not arrogance to say what God says about you. I've had people tell me, why, you're just arrogant. You're just full of yourself. No, I'm full of God. I'm full of the Word. And I am who God said I am. And when you start telling people in the church, some of them, they got so much faith and so much knowledge about God. They don't have a thimble of knowledge. And they trying to tell you who they are. No, they need to find out who they are in God. Hallelujah. And you start telling who you are in God and start bragging on Jesus, and guess what? People will think you're arrogant. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about agreeing with God. I'm talking about saying what you are in Christ. Hallelujah. What do you say about yourself? It's not arrogant to say what God says about you. And here's why so many people, they have low self-esteem. They say things like, I'm just a nobody, and I can barely make it through life. I'm poor. My family's always been poor. I guess I'll just always be poor. My marriage is on the rocks, and it looks like it's going to end in a divorce. People kill themselves with their mouth. My children are worthless. I've heard them say it. They are no good, and they're all going to the dogs. I never talked about my children like that. I said, you can do anything in life that you choose. You were born into a family that loves God. You've been born again, hallelujah. And put your hand in that nail-scarred hand and watch God work in your life, hallelujah. See, you don't need to put yourself down. You need to agree with what God has said about you. And God has chosen to save you. And God has chosen to bless you. And God has chosen to prosper you, hallelujah. And the Jews said, John, what do you say about yourself? Now, John the Baptist, he could have said many things about himself. He could have given a real negative report if he'd have wanted to about himself. But I want you to notice what John said about himself. Look at John 1:23. Look at it on the screen. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah. And here's the sobering thought. If you will just simply listen to what I am preaching this morning, you will find the secret to a victorious life in Christ. Hallelujah. John the Baptist did not give his idea about himself. We have so many people, oh, my family, oh, he just won't do right. Do you know what I've been through? Do you know how they did me? I know what Jesus did for me. Hallelujah. He went to an old rugged cross, redeemed me with his blood. Every time I think about it, I just got to praise him. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't put your confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Don't ever put your confidence in me. Put your confidence in that nail-scarred hand, the name of Jesus, the one that redeemed you with his blood. Praise God, and you will make it in life. Glory to God. Look at John 1:23. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah. John the Baptist did not give his idea about himself. John the Baptist confined his answer to what God had said about him in the scriptures. He didn't say what he thought about himself. He confined his ideas to what God had said about him in the scripture. He said, Isaiah said there will come one, a voice in the wilderness crying, prepare the way of the Lord. And John didn't stretch it any more than that. And he didn't say any less than that. Ha ha. You don't have to stretch things. God is a miracle working God. I have to be careful sometimes that I don't stretch them. You know, it's like a fisherman. He goes fishing and says, how big was that fish? That long. So don't stretch it. John didn't say any more than the prophet had said, and he didn't say any less. God said you're the voice. And so John just simply agreed with God. He said, God said I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. John said, do you want to know who I am? I am the one that God said I am. And I'm telling you that if you will search the Bible and learn what God says about the believer and to begin to confess those things, God will bless you and God will give you victory in every area of your life and give you power over the devil. I mean he will. I'm talking about having a scriptural self-image of yourself and seeing ourselves as God sees us. John said, I agree with God. God's the one who said, I'm the voice. And if God said, I'm the voice, then I'm the voice. If God said, I'm a preacher, praise God, I'm a preacher. I don't have to try to be a preacher. All I got to do is breathe in and breathe out. And out of my mouth comes the word of God, because I didn't choose to do this. He chose me. And if I'm a preacher, praise God, I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. I can do what God said I can do. Jesus Christ went about all the cities teaching in their synagogues and the villages, preaching the kingdom of God and healing all manner of sickness and disease. And any preacher who's ever been called to preach, he ought to teach, preach, and heal the sick. Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. You'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. Go on, praise God. You're who God said you are. You can do what God said you can do, and you're important in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. John said, I'm the voice. Hallelujah. John said, you want to know who I am? I'm the one God said I am. So begin to confess the things that God has said about you, and God will bless you. Hallelujah. So if God says you're a new creation, then you ought to say, I'm a new creation. Put 2 Corinthians 5:17 up there. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If God says you're a new creation, you're a new creation. Look at it. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Get that in your mind. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's what God says about you. So you ought to boldly say what God says about you. Hallelujah. You need to see yourself as God sees you. You need to say what God says about you. Here's how God wants you to talk. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ my Lord. God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I've been born of God, therefore I'm an overcomer. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the lend and not the borrow. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in the fruit of my body. I'm blessed in my increase. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. God blesses everything I touch. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am who God said I am. I am blessed and highly favored of God. I am blessed, blessed, blessed and highly favored of God. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. You are who God said you is. I've been born again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. My cup runs over so much, praise God, it's going to splatter in your cup. Go on, praise him. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy, glory to God, they're on my trail. They're following me. They'll follow me all the days of my life. I am who God said I am. I've been born again. I got new life. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God. Heaven is my eternal home. Glory to God. I shall live with the Lord forever and ever. I am who God said I am. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. Say it again. I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. Hallelujah. And I'm blessed. Tell him. Tell the devil. I am blessed, 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 blessed. And highly favored of God. Hallelujah. That's how you ought to talk. That's what you ought to say. Say what God says about you, and you will have what God says you can have. When you see it in the Bible, you should believe it when you see it. You should say it when you believe it. And you receive it when you say it. You see it, you believe it, you say it, and you receive it. You heard the gospel preached. You believed it. If you shall believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and he's the Savior, you shall be saved. Then you said it. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You saw it. You said it. You believed it. And you received it. And you're born again. Go on, praise God. That's how faith works. Hallelujah. When you say, I'm a failure, you tumble down. When you say, I can't, you've lost two-thirds of the battle. When you say things will never work out, every demon of defeat, they will attack your need when you do that. Talk devil talk, and the devil will show up. Talk God talk, and God will show up. Life and death in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall speak right words. I speak life. I speak health. I speak blessings. I speak glory. I speak the anointing. I say what God says, and I watch God do what God said he will do. Go and praise God for your miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost speaks to you, get up and do what God said. If God said run, get up and run. Praise God. Don't let that old religious crowd hold you back. Get free in God. Hallelujah. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. No more chains of slavery. I am not going to let religion hold me. And traditions that I were taught and the rudiments of man that were wrong. I thank God for the church, but I got some wrong teaching when I was growing up. But I read the book. Woo! Glory! Ha ha! Hashanda! Roboko shakariataya! And I've been receiving revelation and wisdom and knowledge from God. And many of you have. Brother Philip threw out the statistic. 25 to 26% of the people in this church read their Bible through every year. We're not an ordinary church. Hallelujah. We've gotten a hold of the wisdom, the righteousness, and the miracle working power of God. So read the book. Hallelujah. Read what God says about you. And you will have what God says about you. Amen. I want to give you three things that you should agree with God on very quickly. And agree with God because God is never wrong. First of all, God has made us worthy. God has made you worthy. You've been taught by religion. You're not worthy. You're just a nothing. You're a nobody. You're not worthy. Well, that's not what the Word of God says. Put Colossians 1 and 12 up there. Paul said, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet. That's King James. Another translation says, who has qualified us. Another translation says, who has made us worthy to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Say it with me. The Father has made me worthy. Say it. Let you hear it. The Father has made me worthy. Say it. Let yourself hear it. The Father has made me worthy. You need to understand what God says about you and you need to say it. God said, woo, listen to that. Hallelujah. Glory. Take a praise break, sister. Glory to God. God said, I have accepted you in the beloved. You have a new life. You have a new family. You have a new father. You have a new nature. You're in a new kingdom and you have a new destiny. I preached that last week. Go get part one. Hallelujah. And God has made you worthy. That means that that is a new man in you, the spirit man inside, that he's been washed in the blood of Jesus. You are the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and God has made you worthy of this great salvation. Hallelujah. God never makes failures. Let me say that again. God never makes failures. When God created everything, he looked at it and he said, it's good. When he created man, he looked at it and he said, it's very good. That's how God sees you. If you're saved. Now, if you're not saved, you're evil and you're on your way to hell. But if you've been born again, God looks at you. You are a new creation. God looked at the first creation. He looked at man. He said, it's very good. Woo! The blood of Jesus has been applied to your heart. God spared not his own son. What does God say about his new creation? He might say something like, it's very, 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 very good because I created it through my son's blood and you've been born again and got my spirit living in you. Go on, praise him. You are who God said you are. I say you are somebody in Jesus. Hallelujah. devil wants to come and condemn us and say you're not worthy and you're not worth a grain of salt. And the devil will tell you that God doesn't love you. The devil will tell you you're not worth anything. He'll tell you that God doesn't hear your prayers. And he'll say, look at what's happened to you. If God loves you so much, why are you going through that? He told Job something like that, didn't he? Listen, what happened to Job, it wasn't God. It was the devil who did it. Not only is there a God, but there's also a devil. And the devil brings condemnation. He's the accuser of the brethren. And the devil will try to bring guilt and condemnation to bring you down. But Jesus is a lifter. He has made us worthy. He has qualified us. His blood declares your victory. And our Heavenly Father, He is pleased with the sacrifice that Jesus made. And when Jesus cried, "It is finished," the claims of justice were satisfied. God accepted the blood. And now whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You may not feel worthy today, but let me tell you, God Almighty has made you worthy. Go on and praise Him. Hallelujah. Don't walk around and say, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a failure. Nobody loves me. I'll never amount to anything. God is not pleased with talking like that. Quit talking about God's new creation like that. God never makes mistakes. And when He created you in Christ Jesus, He had a purpose and a plan for your life. Matter of fact, when you were born the first time, God had a plan in eternity past for your life. Look at Jeremiah 29:11. God said, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." God said He has made us worthy. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to say what God said about me. Hallelujah. And when I say what God said about me, I can stand in the presence of the devil himself without fear. And I can stand in the presence of God, my Heavenly Father, with confidence. Hallelujah. Teresa and I, we heard Kenneth Hagin preach several times back in the 80s. And Kenneth Hagin told this story about the first time Jesus appeared to him. He was a prophet of God, an apostle of faith. And Jesus appeared to him many times. And he said, "The first time I saw him, I fell at his feet, put my head down, and I wept. And I said, 'Jesus, I'm not worthy to look upon your face.' And Jesus said to him in a sharp tone, 'Stand up on your feet.' And he stood up and he looked at Jesus. And Jesus pointed his finger at him. And Jesus said, 'You are worthy. You are worthy because I shed my blood to make you worthy.'" Saint, the Father has made us worthy. And Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." So you are worthy because God has made you worthy. Secondly, God has delivered you from the power of darkness. Look at verse 13, Colossians 1:13. "Who has delivered us from the power of darkness?" We have been delivered from the dark gloom of Satan's kingdom and his domain. We have been freed from his power. You may be thinking, "Well, I don't feel like that." Doesn't matter how you feel. If Jesus is your Lord, you have been delivered because God said He had delivered you. You see, Satan lords himself over people, especially the people in the world, that is. His demonic forces, they are driving our culture crazy today. I'm amazed at the language that people use. I'm amazed at how people act. The rock stars, the Hollywood elites. If you listen to those people, they have a foul mouth, no respect for decency, no respect for God, no respect for godliness or any such thing. The demons are out there and they're driving these people crazy because Satan is the god of this world. They're hurting. And they're driven by demon powers. And they do ungodly things. And their lives are cut short. That's not what you need to pattern your life after. You need to pattern your life after God and what God says. The Bible says God has delivered us out of those things. The Bible talks about fornication. Let me preach a little while. The Bible talks about adultery. The Bible talks about homosexuals and lesbians and thieves and liars and drunkards and such the like. The Bible says these people shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, Buttigieg, get up and do his jig and kiss his partner on national TV and run the church down and say he's a Christian. My Bible says homosexuals and lesbians shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says be not deceived. Then the Bible says such were some of you. Such were some of you. Catch that, such were some. I love this. Look at 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. And such were some of you. You were washed. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Such were some of you. Let me preach a little while. I used to be a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. Glory to God. He took my place on the cross where he died, my sins to erase. I used to be a sinner, but I'm saved. I'm saved. Praise God. I'm saved by grace. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. I am who God said I am. You are who God said you are. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been delivered from the power of darkness and Satan's dark domain. Hallelujah. Shout it. I've been delivered. Shout it. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. Shout it. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. So God has made you worthy. God has delivered you from the power of darkness. And thirdly, God has translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. Look at Colossians 1:13 again. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. God took you out of that dark place and God put you in the right place. And you need God's image of who you are. God says you're worthy. God says you're delivered. God says you are now in my kingdom. So start seeing it, start believing it, start saying it, start receiving it. No matter how you feel, don't confess your feelings. Confess what God says about you. You have been made worthy. You have been delivered. You have been transferred into God's kingdom. So start saying what God says about you. Now, for those of you who are not Christians, you should agree with God's word and admit that you're a sinner. God said, if you shall believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you've prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, then you're in the kingdom of God. God made you worthy. God qualified you. Hallelujah. Then God delivered you from the dark domain. And God says, welcome into my kingdom. Let us stand.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
O my soul. Worship his holy name.
Sing like never before.
Oh, my soul.
I love you, Master.
I'll worship your hope.
Develop your relationship with Jesus. Don't try to develop your relationship with others. Work on you. I've been working on me for 36 years and God's still working on me, brother. Draw near to God. He says, I'll draw near to you.
Seem like never before.
Oh, my soul, I worship your hope.
Let's come to the altar and worship him. I've had people in here today.